Ever heard of anything besides suspenders?
Supporters.
Supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Anything besides that?
There is a term. I know there's a term, and I have used it. My father wears them occasionally. You know, I dig up other terms, you know, to harass him a little bit. You know it, tell me.
Have you ever heard anybody use the term galluses?
Yeah.
Was that what you were trying to think of?
There was another man that wore suspenders that would kid my father about both of them wearing galluses.
Galluses, yeah. Well, the thing that you would carry out sideways if it's raining to keep the rain off, you call that an
umbrella.
Any other term to mean?
I have used something, but it doesn't come to mind.
What about parasol?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing as an umbrella?
Not really. Parasol, I use it with the connotation of keeping the sun off more than I with the rain.
I see.
Generally, it's a dainty little thing that ladies carry to keep the sun off, or used to. And that I can still remember them doing in my lifetime.
Got rained up, probably tear it up.
Probably, and soaked through.
Right.
They're usually calico type fabric or something.
Say, if when your wife is, or you be the one making up the bed, the last thing that goes on the bed.
Pillows
or the
blanket or bedspread.
Ever
bedspread is the last thing.
Ever heard people call the bedspread by any other name?
I think so, but I can't recall.
Ever heard anybody use the word counterpin?
No.
You mentioned pillow. Are you familiar with anything like a pillow, except perhaps bigger, that I don't know whether it might be functional or used just for looks? Big, soft, padded thing that you could rest your head on, I suppose.
Throw pillow? About all I can think of.
Are you familiar with the term bolster?
I think I've heard that at my grandmother's house. I'm not real sure.
Well, this expression, say if it were a particularly long bolster, somebody might say something like, well, it doesn't go just part way across the bed, it goes
all the way.
Okay. Or say, talking about the bed and covered blankets, that sort of thing, something a good deal heavier than a bedspread that might be used in wintertime.
Comforter.
Now, is that the same thing as this thing that you used to hear about people getting together and making, patching together?
Patchwork quilt.
Yeah. Now, is a comforter the same as a quilt?
I would assume that a quilt is heavier than a comforter, if there is a difference.
Right. I see.
Comforter, to me, is a light blanket.
Do you still hear of people making quilts in this area?
Oh, yeah. I got one. There's a church out in the country where they meet every Wednesday and have a quilting bee.
I'll be darned. What about a temporary bed that you might put down on the floor, say for a child if you were staying overnight?
Mm-hmm. Talking about a cot?
That, or
a rollaway bed? Mm-hmm. Or making a pallet?
You ever slept on one?
Oh, yeah.
What about this adjective? A farmer might possibly say something like, well, we expect a big crop this year because the soil is very...
moist, wet, rich. Often common term around here when you're expecting a good crop or like... it looks like your squash is going to make. That your crop is going to make.
I see.
That your hay is going to make.
I see. This doesn't have anything to do with the same words. Have you ever heard anybody say, well, so-and-so went off school to make a doctor?
Mm-hmm. Set him up. One of the most common. Set him. He was a good preacher until they sent him off to college.